Let's talk to Gus. I like that name.
Hello?
Is this Gus?
Hello?
Hello, Gus?
Hello?
Gus, can you hear me? Gus.
What's happening?
Hi, Gus. This is Madge Weinstein. How are you?
Hello?
Gus, can you hear me?
I don't hear anything. Can you hear me?
Yes. Why don't you hear anything? Is there a problem? God damn it. Maybe it's me. I need a test call. Maybe it's me. Huh. I suppose... I don't understand. I don't understand this at all. What's going on here? Why is nothing working? Maybe I just shouldn't do a show. Let's see. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Gus? You can't hear me, can you, Gus? Gus! Is my mic plugged into the right thing? Jesus fucking Christ.
Hello?
Yeah.
Anyone there?
You're a pussy.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, I had the thing unplugged. Hello?
Hello.
Oh my God, no wonder. That's the problem. Cheryl couldn't hear me. I was talking to myself for the past fucking half hour because the goddamn plug wasn't plugged in. And I thought Cheryl was ignoring me. But it is weird because she didn't say anything, yet I heard this strange sloshy sound.
Oh.
What's how are you, Gus?
I'm well, Madge. How are you?
Yeah.
Haven't heard from you in a while, mostly.
Well, have we ever spoken?
Not like this. I was in your chat room during your live shows during spring break.
Okay, I remember you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to try and get this tranny on the phone. Please don't say people's names out loud, though, because I don't know. Hello?
Okay.
Is this Serotonin?
What's up, tranny?
Sarah, you're on my program. This is Madge Weinstein. You're on my show right now. I need you to know that you're being recorded. Are you getting... We also have Gus on the line. Say hi, Gus.
Hello. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you? And Helena just walked in.
Oh, how nice. Hi. What has she been... Has she been... Where was she whoring today?
She was walking the dog.
Oh, that's nice. I was at the Nookies with Sri Lanka and what's her face?
Sri Lanka?
I forget her name. Sarah, not Serotonin, Tsunami.
Oh, yeah. You were in public with Tsunami?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I like to look good. It's Liza Minnelli, you know? She surrounds herself with fat people.
So what are you doing, Quinn?
I'm recording my show. You're on my show right now. I've talked to Gus. I have this nice young Gus on the phone. Gus,
what's so damn funny, Gus?
Where do you live, Gus?
I'm in Texas.
Why do you talk so gay then? Why do you speak gay if you're from Texas? Aren't you supposed to talk like this?
No, we don't all talk like that, honey.
Where are you from? What city? Crawford?
Dale?
No.
Waco?
No, I can't say because I video blog as well.
Gus, I'm from the South, too. Sarah is.
Gus, do you have an enormous...
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, yeah. I gotta go. How big are you?
I don't know. God.
Do they not have measuring sticks in Texas or what?
So I guess that's
never.
What?
Never tried.
What?
Never tried to find out.
Guys, be quiet for a second. Sarah has a question for you.
Guys, are you
excuse me. Excuse me?
Are you a bottom?
I don't know.
Uh-oh. How old are you, Gus? If I have somebody...
I did.
I'm afraid we have somebody that might be too young for this program. How old are you, Gus? Please tell me you're over 18. Please, because otherwise I'll have to hang up.
Imagine.
You're over 18, right? Gussie.
Madge.
What?
You need to Star Wars in the background. The kid's too young.
Is that
Where's
him?
Your mother?
That was my brother.
Can I talk to your mommy? Is your mommy home?
Yes.
Can I talk to her?
Is your brother gay?
No, he's not.
How old is he?
14.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You got to go. Are we on that show, E, or what is it? Not True Life Story. What's the other one? To catch a predator.
Oh, my God. This is guys, seriously.
Madge, you're busted. No. No, but seriously, Madge.
What?
No, wait, hold on. Madge.
What?
It was great talking to you.
It was, yeah.
I knew I wouldn't be able to stay because of, you know, legal issues and stuff.
Oh, great.
So I listened to your show. I love you. You're amazing. Such a great artistic person. You're an inspiration to me, Madge.
All right, Gus. Well, you better do your homework and stay with algebra. I know it's hard.
But, no, I'm in pre-cal right now.
Oh, Jesus Christ, pre-calculus.
I'm in pre-cal.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, tell your...
Stop. He's 12.
My friends are going to be thrilled that I was on the Madge Weinstein show.
Okay, well, you're going to get hung up on now. But thank you. It was nice talking to you. And please lie next time. Thanks.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, can you believe that?
Oh, my God, you're going to get it.
Wilma, stop.
You need to get a better microphone for me. Sarah. What, Wilma, what do you want? Trotsky's not doing anything. Wilma, what's the problem?
He doesn't know why we're talking to the computer.
Harry, you want to talk to somebody who's really fat? He weighs 400 pounds. I'm calling him. His name is Andy. He's never had sex. Oh, wait. Shh. I wish your microphone sounded better.
I'm sorry, girl. I have to pee. Hold on.
I can't hold on.
I sit when I pee, girl.
Are you on the laptop? What, is Helena peeing with you?
No, I'm here, honey.
What did you do today? Clean?
I did clean, and then I didn't do anything else. I just lounged around in my silk lingerie.
Did you play with your pussy?
Yes. I put a little KY on it and
that's cool.
Eat bonbons and watch Meet the Press.
Hey, I posted the video from Tammy Faye.
Oh, was it lovely?
It's you can watch it. I don't know. It's hard to hear.
It's not one of our finer moments, is it?
It was fun in person. It's just you can't hear anything I'm saying because I'm just screeching.
Well, that's how it was in person, honey.
Oh, oops. Whoopsie daisy.
What are you cooking for Thanksgiving?
Your mom's pussy. Oh, sorry. I'm making cranberry sauce.
Wilma.
That's
you
it?
You are not. You're going to the store to buy it.
That's what I... No, I got a recipe with cinnamon and shit. Oh, wait. Some other queen wants to talk. Hold on. Andy, are you there?
No.
Andy, you're there. You're spying on us. Hold on a second. I'll be right back. Hold on. Okay, now we have five actually on the line. Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any guys with big dicks in Chicago?
Here's one right here.
Oh, Matt?
Yeah.
Matt lives in Chicago. Oh,
how big is your dick? Oh, how big is your penis?
Who's asking?
It's serotonin.
Serotonin?
Huh? Serotonin.
Come on, Matt. Spill it.
Hi. Who was in here?
He lives right near Caribou.
Oh, I was just there.
Oh, who is that?
It's Serotonin and it's Helena Handbasket. You know them. You've been to the Tranny Show. You went to the show last... Oh, you didn't go last year. You went the year before.
And the year before Wait. That.
Helena's the one that hosts it.
Oh, okay.
She's the funny one.
Hilarious.
Hey, wait, Matt?
Yeah?
Where do you...
How big is your penis?
Are you a bottom?
No.
Oh, perfect. What are your statistics?
He doesn't date drag queens.
Can you not hear me, Matt?
I can hear you. I mean, what do you want to know? I'm drunk, so, you know...
Are you in the program, Matt?
No.
We don't talk about those things on this program.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. What were you doing at the Tranny Show?
Tranny Show? I didn't go to the Tranny Show this year.
Listen, they want to know about your penis. Why didn't you answer the question?
I have a big penis, and I'm uncut.
Is it clean?
Yeah, it's clean.
What nationality are you, darling?
He's white.
I'm African-American.
He's white.
From the waist down.
Oh, wow.
That's hilarious.
Isn't it?
Well, Serotonin's a cheap horse, so she'll be right over. Why don't you just email her your address, right?
Serotonin has half of my clothing in her closet. Isn't that jacket there, you know?
What?
Which one is Serotonin?
What do you mean, which one?
The one that hosts?
No, that's Helena.
No, that's Helena. I'm Helena.
Serotonin's a couple years younger than Helena.
Yes.
Think in terms of generations. Did I see you?
Well, I'm disappointed that you don't have Tsunami on the show, the one that took a header off the stage.
Oh, well, she died after that accident.
I just had dinner with her at Nookie's, actually.
Really? Today?
Yeah. She's dead, I told you.
Yeah, well, I had dinner with a dead person then.
Was she hanging out with OCD?
Who's OCD?
Girl, who do you think?
Roger.
Shh. No. We were there with Oprah.
And,
she's huge head as usual.
Is she by the job?
And some other oh, you know who was there? Joey. He said he's going to do the pageant next year.
Girl.
Yeah.
The one that did Holly and Anonymity's makeup.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's welcome. I thought your cotton candy had a friend there. I'm like, no.
Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
Trina Ford.
Trina. Oh, that one? No. Trina's long gone.
She was gone when she was there.
Okay, you queens need to get a better mic. I'll help you guys, gals, because this static is too much. I can't take it.
All right, so are you hanging up?
I could call you on a cellular phone. I could call you on your cell phone.
Hey, give Matt my email address.
You're so cheap. Can I call you back on your cell phone?
No. Well, it's almost dead.
Oh.
Hey.
What about Helena's?
Doll Brad.
Well, you don't call me that. I'm fucking Madge. Who the fuck are you talking to, you fucking delusional Stop. Cow? Jesus Christ, you know how I hate editing.
Oh my god. Sorry. What?
Hey, will you give Matt my email address? My name on Skype?
Yeah, sure.
Or you can give her my Yahoo.
Is that the one where it's first name dot last name, right?
Yeah, well, that's the Skype. Or you could give him the Yahoo.
I'm going to give him the Skype right now. Like. He doesn't...
Well,
you don't understand.
I get pictures, queen.
These are size queens. He doesn't care.
Oh, he let's see. Huh. Do you have my Yahoo?
Okay, Matt, that's his Skype address I just gave you. Do you get it?
Hey, wait. Yes.
What video?
I have
Dol Bryant.
What? Will you, who's the fuck are you talking to with
Dol Bryant?
Ben, do you have pictures from Saturday?
No, he said he had the video. Ask him where it is.
The video is already posted.
Where is it posted? On the same film?
Yeah. My God. Whose computer are you? Are you on the PC?
Yeah, no, I'm on my laptop.
I'm getting all static. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to hang up, but I can call you on the cell if you. But you said the cell's busy, right?
It's dead.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
God damn it.
Man, I'll call you back on the other account because I got to call. I can't call cell phones from this. Oh, this is bullshit. What a fucking boring ass show this is. Oh. Griselda, I thought you were going to be on the show today. All I have is this boring person named Matt. Come on, help me. And fat. I love how you left that out of the conversation with Sarah.
I know, seriously. Those queens would take one look at me and go running.
No, I think they only care about dick size, seriously.
Well, at least they have that going for me.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see.
Are you looking for more people to call?
Yeah.
I like how I've been on this for about 30 seconds already. You're looking for more people to add. Like, I'm not good enough.
Well, I was looking for more people to add before, and you know you're not good enough. You don't even listen to my show.
I listened to your show, 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm going to get yelled at for waking up Cheryl because of you.
Whatever. Like, it's my fault. Get her on here. I have something to say to her.
Cheryl, is it too late? Cheryl, I have to apologize. I called you a little while ago. I didn't realize my mic wasn't plugged in. I sat there talking to you, and all I heard was your lips. Did you know that? Did you know you were on? I heard you were playing with your lips.
Really?
Yeah, I heard this. And you
lost my phone and I understand.
Hey, guess who I have on the line? I'll give you a hint. He's the most boring person in the whole world.
Andy Vera.
Second most boring. Sorry.
Wanda Winston.
You wish.
Don't say anything bad about Wanda.
I do love her, unlike you.
Third most boring person in the whole wide world.
Oh, Singing the Wolf.
Who?
Tibetan Singing the Wolf.
No, not that. Oh, you're right.
That was horrible.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that just dreadful? Cheryl, but you know what? You know who liked that show? Dave Weiner liked it. He blogged it he twittered it.
What?
He liked it. He said it reminds him of the Gilmore Gang. Yeah, I mean, it's the first time he's ever said anything nice to me in about 4 years.
To your grum.
Oh, God damn it. These fucking bugs. What? Yeah, I think maybe the reason he wasn't talking about my show and the other, I think he was boycotting all Pod Show stuff. And I guess since we're not part of Pod Show, he can talk about us again. I don't know. He said I was like a cranky Steve Gilmore. Anyway, did you guess who it is yet? Talk, boring person X.
What do you want me to say?
Oh, her.
You don't even remember who I am.
What? Oh, Blanchard. Of course I remember you.
She said... I had her on the phone before I talked to you with Serotonin, this drag queen. They're asking him if he has a big dick, and he says yes. And then when I hang up, he says, oh, and I'm really fat.
Yeah.
False advertising.
Brown bagger. Hey, listen, the penis is no false advertising.
How big is it, Matt? Seriously.
If you're retarded, is it as big as Rick Palin's penis?
What the fuck are you...
What are you talking about? Trip Palin?
Oh, my God. Rick Palin. Cheryl.
The one with Downs.
That's you, Trig, Cheryl Trig. And did you not understand you were on that picture I posted. You were the piss bucket. That's who you were. How big is the penis? I never asked you about your penis, mainly because I never wanted to know. But now
I know.
I'm
nobody
curious.
Does.
2 inches.
Well, because you're fat. But what? How big is the penis?
Let's just say this: I've been turned away because it's too big. Seriously.
That doesn't answer the question.
You know, I was on Archer's show just yesterday, and he asked me, and I said I wouldn't tell him. So, what makes you think that you're more special than Archer?
Well, mainly the fact that I'm going to hang up on you right now if you tell me that I'm
eight
not.
8 inches. 8 inches.
Oh, honey, that's on the big side. That's big, but to those size queens we had on the phone, that ain't big.
Well,
these queens, these are like rhinoceroses of penises. You know, they're talking
they're
like
looking for.
They like the they're like, you know, they look for the. Yeah, they're professional.
Insatiable
horse.
Bottoms.
Exactly.
Cheryl, my friend Aaron loves you, and I think you became friends on Facebook. Aaron, you know Aaron?
Yes, honey, love her.
Yeah, he's always going on about Cheryl. When I was still podcasting, he was like, you need to have Cheryl on the show, on your show. Blah, blah, blah. Cheryl, Cheryl, Cheryl.
Whatever, you don't podcast no more. You see how much I pay attention, honey.
And he has nothing to say.
Yes, when you quit.
I didn't quit. I'm on hiatus, and I have plenty to say. Plenty.
Hiatus.
Hiatus.
Right. 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 Right.
And right. The red monkey says hello.
Well, tell him. Can he call in? I'm so bored.
You know, I'll talk for a
I need to put a Twitter out.
I need to go to sleep because
here we go.
I'm a very important woman.
No, you're not. You're ugly.
Do tomorrow, though. Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm not arguing, honey.
Okay, I'm doing a desperate request.
The Singing Bowls program was very interesting. Not, but it made me laugh. It was pathetic. I liked when you used some koi.
And the yeast. You like the yeast.
And the yeast.
I just put a desperate plea on Skype and on Twitter. I said, Skype Madge Weinstein, please. Even Andy won't answer.
He's got better things to do.
Yeah.
You know who I just got back from the bars, and you know who I saw was PNS.
Oh, I forgot I was supposed to go to their listener appreciation party tonight. Did you go to that?
Yeah, I just got back from there.
I totally forgot about it. Was it fun?
Yeah, you should have told me when I ran into you the other. I should tell your listeners that I ran into you the other day.
Yeah.
And you should have told me that you were going because I would have reminded you.
But I didn't go.
I know. You didn't go because you didn't tell me you were planning on going, so I would know to make sure you were going.
Who was there, honey?
Yeah, who was there?
John Michael Haas, Noah.
Yeah.
Patrick.
So they were there at their own appreciation party. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Noah's boyfriend.
Devin,
yeah.
I know who to put on the phone. Matt, this is extremely boring.
Oh, what? You're not.
No, but I'm trying to get. No. Shush. I'm trying to get Cheryl an iPhone, and I just realized Wayne's here, or he's online.
Wayne?
He's the person that bought me an iPhone.
Oh, you're trying to make it so I can suck up to her.
He didn't answer. It went straight to voicemail.
Probably didn't answer because you're a bitch.
Oh, fuck you. You know, this thing, Cheryl, this...
No, honey, I have a problem. Can I ask you, because you're a Jew, so you'll understand?
Yes.
Now, I went to visit some family the other day, and one of the family members made a delicious brisket. You know what that is?
I love brisket, sure.
Now,
it's a cheap piece of meat.
I don't think I'm used to eating so much meat, and I had about like 15 pieces today.
Oh, you're going to get a hemorrhoid.
It's a gas.
Honey, just work it.
Meat gas. I've got the meat gas.
Own it. You got to own it. You really need to drink a lot of water because you could get a roid attack like I had. You don't want that. You know what? I'm taking Proctazone now for this hemorrhoid. Proctazone, Cheryl.
Don't put the cortisone cream, says whatever her name is, Rachel. She knows.
She is really an idiot. You know what my favorite part was? When Christopher's going on and on about these fucking singing bowls, and he said, well, what he said is that he was trying to say the name of the website, and he said it's Buena Vista. And I looked when he finally sent me the link, it's Bodhisattva. So how could a Reiki practitioner not know the Buddha's name? It's Bodhisattva, and he said Buena Vista. I'm like, okay, so he does Reiki, and he has Tibetan singing bowls, and he doesn't even know how to pronounce the name of the Buddha and pronounce it like it's the Buena Vista Social Club. And then Rachel gets on the phone after all those hours, and she goes, isn't he smart?
How much does he weigh? Because I get a feeling from his voice that he's in, how do you say, Rubenesque?
He's not fat.
Are you sure?
I bet you think everybody's fat.
He's compared to me.
Uh-huh. Do you think Matt's fat?
Well, I won't.
Yeah,
think.
She's pointed that out plenty of times.
But honey, no.
But yeah.
You're just differently shaped, and that's okay.
And but the weird thing is, like, we can understand why Andy's fat because he doesn't do anything. But Matt's very active. He runs the marathon.
I know. I actually have a story about that. It's a quick story.
You have a tumor in your barrel chest.
Shut up.
You have a tumor? That's a reasonable, valid question.
No, I don't have a tumor. When I signed up for marathon training this year, I gave them my shirt size because they send you a jersey to wear on marathon day. And while I was training for the marathon, I gained all this weight. So when I was running... Shut up and listen to my story. So when I was running the marathon, the shirt was way too small, and I looked like a pregnant lady running the marathon.
Was your belly hanging out of the bottom? Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, pics and vid.
That's disgusting. Pics and vid. Cheryl wants pics and vid.
No, I know better.
God damn it.
You bitch.
Oh, we'll find them. Don't worry.
No, you won't. They're not online.
Now, I know people that go running with you and took pictures. They have camera phones.
No, you don't.
Oh, I do. That one John guy, I know him.
How do you gain weight when you're training for a fucking marathon?
Good question. Answer it.
It actually is a common phenomenon when you're running marathons. You get really hungry after you've been running for an hour or 2 hours, and you want to eat a lot. So you'll eat a lot and gain weight.
That's bullshit. That's not
it's for real.
No comment.
No what?
Andy, that's ridiculous.
It reminds me when you pointed out to Andy that if you eat more and you don't exercise more to burn the calories, then you gain the weight, and that's when you blow up at you back in the day.
I'm trying to get Andy on once more. He's avoiding me, which means he's binging, which is exactly when he should be talking to me. Andy, are you deep?
Are you having a second dinner, honey?
Are you trying to talk dirty to me?
No.
Well, speak up then.
I can't talk.
Well,
I don't know.
Whisper louder.
I can't talk.
We hear you fine, Andy. That's okay.
I can't talk.
Why can't you talk? Are you on the toilet? Andy, Cheryl's here. She wants to ask you a question about how fat you are.
Are you going to be the next half ton diet?
Andy, why can't you talk? Are you going to wake people up, or did you lose your voice, or what?
Yes, Matt, that is exactly why. People are at home and in bed.
Andy, Matt says that he wants to have sex with you.
No, I didn't.
You can hear it on the show when you listen.
wanting to lick his barrel-shaped chest.
Did you know, Andy, did you know that you can gain weight when you train for a marathon?
Mm-hmm.
You knew that?
That would happen to you.
How? I still don't understand that mechanism.
You don't understand how you could gain weight doing a marathon?
Correct.
When you burn calories and go into calorie deficit where you're burning more calories than you have in your body,
you burn fat.
But when you're done running, you get hungry and you want to eat a lot.
Yeah, but okay, but that's called optional.
Retarded.
That's optional.
What? No, it's called fact. Okay.
It's called retarded.
Well, how come I see these people when it's at the beginning of October and all these people are training for the marathon? I see all these people and they're skinny as rails. They have like no body fat and they look like they're going to keel over dead.
Well, there's plenty of people that don't look like that too.
And why is that?
Because anybody can run a marathon if you do the training. And just because you're doing a marathon doesn't mean that you're like 80 pounds.
Yeah, but how come they don't have to binge eat after they run
Because they know what they're doing, apparently.
Okay, so what you're saying is you don't know what you're doing. That's why.
I mean, you don't need to know what you're doing. How hard is it to understand?
That you're eating.
You know, you might gain, you know, it might burn some calories. Right. But if you're going to eat 5,000 calories right after you run, it's probably going to make your weight increase.
You are so smart. You're so smart. I'm
apparently smarter than you at that point, but at least you learned your lesson. Now have you lost the weight?
Oh, my God.
No, I just saw him the other day.
Oh, fuck you.
Come on. The thing I'm concerned about is that you're going to take attention away from Andy Melton, who is currently the world's fattest teenager. Or he's not really a teenager anymore, I guess. How old are you, Andy?
I'm 23.
The world's fattest 20-year-old.
Half-ton tween. Half-ton teen. No.
Oh, my God.
No, I know. Half-ton twink.
Gross.
I'm a lady. We do ladies' things. Ladies' things. We do ladies' things, lady.
Yeah.
I'm a lady. Wouldn't you love... 24. Andy, I think you should do a good tranny number where you're like Heidi. I think you'd look cute as Heidi.
Who?
And don't you think Andy would look cute as Heidi?
Mm-hmm.
With two milk buckets.
Is he eating?
Is he breathing?
He's eating despite you.
You know what pisses me off is that Matt wants to be on the show because I put a call out for anybody who's fat and or boring.
What's he eating?
And he doesn't even listen to the show for 2 years. He used to do the show notes.
Yeah, I've done my time.
You're such an asshole.
He's asshole.
He's so busy.
What?
He's busy.
He's busy eating and training for marathons and listening to Archer Radio.
I don't listen to Archer either. Unless I'm on it.
You're really an asshole too, actually. I mean, I don't care if you listen to the show, but if you're going to be on the show...
So why are you making such a big deal about it?
What are you eating?
Because you don't know about my, you don't care about my hemorrhoid.
What are you?
What, you want me to ask you a question? You said not to mention your hemorrhoids.
I did not say not to mention.
Yes, you did.
When did I say?
Like, I don't know if I want you on the show because I don't want you talking about my
hemorrhoids. No. Well, you misunderstood. What I was saying is the fact that you don't listen to my show means you're not up to date on the goings on of my rectum, particularly my hemorrhoids, and I don't want to have to explain it again. That's what I said.
So I'm not asking you questions about your hemorrhoids.
Why not?
Because I don't want to know, and you told me not to ask, so I'm doing that.
I think you might be a little bit of an idiot.
Okay.
Who is eating and what are you eating?
It's Andy.
Andy, what are you eating?
Frosted mini wheats.
Without the milk?
Those are too healthy.
They're delicious, but without milk, Andy?
Mm-hmm, because I'm lactose intolerant and I need the fiber.
What happens when you have a lot of the milk?
Diarrhea.
Cramping?
No, the diarrhea.
Well, what's wrong with that? Does it make your roids worse?
Make a good video.
Andy, how is your roid right now? You got one poking out of you?
It's bleeding.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do me a favor and wipe it and take a picture of the just the toilet paper, just the toilet paper, and send it to me and Cheryl, and we'll use it for the album art.
All right.
You promise?
Promise.
Just the toilet paper. And Andy, just the blood, no duty. So please wash and make sure there's no duty on the toilet paper, because that's disgusting. But I'd like to see some blood on the toilet paper.
Clean blood. Mm-hmm. Not dirty.
And make a print so that we can see what kind of, like a Rorschach test. Andy, you know what a Rorschach test is, right?
No.
That's when the psychiatrist gives you ink blots, and you have to say, well, what does this look like? Does this look like a monster? And that way it tells us things about your subconscious. So Cheryl and I, maybe on the next show, can examine your rectal bleeding. Have you had the Fiber One Boers? Cheryl wants to know.
I can't afford them.
God, you know what?
Oh, I think we should have somebody, because on Amazon, you can buy it for like 10 boxes of them, and it's like $20-some. And then he could be shitting for days, and we could hear about it. It would be great.
You know, the Fiber One bars are cheap. They really are, but they're tiny.
And that shows you how poor I am.
Well, that's why we should have him sent to Andy, because he needs fiber and he needs food.
Hey, listen, at least you don't have a fucking mortgage like I do. You know how much my fucking mortgage is? Like $1,500 a month.
You're ridiculous, man.
Fuck you.
To say that to somebody that is so poor and so black, so poor. And
obese.
Ridiculous.
What in the Christ is this? Oh, somebody just invited me to Facebook that has the scariest hairdo I've ever seen. He's got a hairdo that is a woman shitting. Do you know this person? Cordova, Jake Cordova?
No.
Downstairs. It's weird. It's somebody has an imprint. You know how those people they put designs in their skinhead thing, in their hair?
Yeah.
And this guy has a design of a woman shitting. I'm going to post it to my profile on the Facebook right now. I just did. See if you can see it, Cheryl.
No.
It's really weird.
I'm getting ready for the beds.
The group is called Downstairs.
Downstairs.
Cheryl, so Griselda told me she would be on the show, but she didn't answer the phone.
Well, she's busy talking to her new mams.
Do she got
she
a new man? Her friend Hanukkah added me to his Twitter.
Hanukkah.
You would know that if you listen to my show, but you don't. And I don't want to have to explain it.
Sure.
Chanukah.
Oh, I don't like her.
Andy, Vera, Matt. Why don't you start listening to my show? You don't have to listen to, you don't have to do the show notes. Why did it hurt so much? I hardly ever do shows anymore.
I'll if it really means something to you, then I'll start listening again.
It does, but only when I'm on it.
It only means a lot to me if you don't enjoy it. So I would like for you to listen as long as you don't enjoy it.
You want me to not enjoy things?
Hey, I just got you a date.
Honey, have you been working? What have you been doing?
He works.
Yeah, I've been working. I've been going through a crisis.
Hey, Cheryl, were you on the phone when when I talked about Dave Weiner?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I hit a nerve there, boy, asking about them, the work, so maybe I won't continue doing that them roads.
He's working. He's Well, I don't remember what you do. You were like you're a brain surgeon or something, right?
Exactly.
It's brain surgery? Or no, you're an apprentice. You're like a physician's assistant, right? Tell me again what you do. I forgot.
I was cold calling people for about 3 months for a staffing agency, bringing people in for interviews at a staffing agency.
A staff agency? You mean like MRSA, the fungus?
No, staffing.
Uh-huh.
Like a temp agency.
And you got fired? From that?
I got fired, and then I charged them for my unemployment, and then they brought me back, so they wouldn't have to pay my unemployment anymore, and then I quit because I found a new job. Now I'm working at a law office, working in office services, moving boxes, and doing odd jobs for the law office.
Okay.
You're moving. Don't say anything about. We don't want to know who the law office is. Listen, I have some good news. I want to talk about this. But you know Sarah Feigenholtz, who has been on this show before, and she did a nice Q-Potter promo for us. She is my state rep, and she has officially made a stated, and it was in the newspaper too, that she's running for Rahm Emanuel's seat. She's running to take Rahm Emanuel's Senate seat, Congress seat.
Oh, I didn't even know that she was in the corn grass.
She's a state rep right now.
No, I meant she, the Rahm Emanuel.
What did you think he was? You didn't know he was a congressman?
No.
You're stupid.
I thought he was just a black or something, isn't he?
Anyway, Matt, this is particularly important because we really need to help her. And I told her today, I said, I don't have money, but I'll help you. She said, maybe we can do something viral. So, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Matt, you'll really help her get elected to the Senate.
Congress. Well, no, that's
whatever why. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, Matt, stay away.
Who's the bitch now? Who's the bitch now?
Christ.
Listen, Cheryl is not a bitch. She's a very kind woman who happens to be extremely ugly.
Okay.
And she can't stop being ugly. You, on the other hand, could lose the weight, and then you would be a average-looking person with a huge penis.
But you would be hot. Okay.
Yeah, you would be hot, but she would still be ugly. So she has the right to be mean. You don't.
Listen, I have the right to be mean.
You have the right to lose the weight. If you have the potential to be hot, why don't you just do it?
If it were that easy, we would all be 150 pounds.
Why don't you just shit more?
110 pounds.
Why don't you just shit more?
It is that easy.
Will you help Sarah? Because at least you can help her without all the lesbian baggage I have.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. I'll let you know. Call her office and ask if you can volunteer.
Don't ruin this woman's life.
I talked to her. She wants viral stuff. She just doesn't.
I know you are.
Why?
Has she seen your video?
She knows all about me.
Has she seen your videos?
She's on my Facebook.
Has she met me? Okay, that doesn't mean nothing.
Look.
Facebook is very innocent. Has she seen insanefilms.com?
She's a very busy woman, and I think what's...
Well, should I send her some select clips?
Match.
What?
I would be happy. I know of her. I would be happy to help her campaign.
Good. Like,
yeah. And I have some free time, so I'd be more than willing to.
Thank you.
Donate time. And I won't mention you.
Maybe she could do her own.
She likes me. I don't know what Cheryl's talking about. I was thinking about that too for her.
And have some gay people on it and have a drink every single show, a different cocktail.
I know, and have her neck surgically removed.
Honey.
God, all of my shows
are
so boring.
Don't be messy.
I've been doing the neti pot every day, Cheryl.
My God, you are such a lesbian.
No, it's like it really does work.
If I start losing weight, will you say that I've been losing weight?
What?
If I start losing weight, will you point it out? What? Because I like that.
You mean in person?
Oh, yes. Like, oh, wow.
Andy's laughing. Is that Andy laughing? Well, you know, I am into positive reinforcement.
Me too. Reinforce me positively.
And Andy's chair is into reinforcement as well.
If you want to get positively reinforced, why don't you go to Steamworks and get the AIDS?
That's an idea. That's
it can reinforce your facial structure.
I bet I would lose weight, right?
Actually, no. It doesn't work that way anymore.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Andy, do you have AIDS?
Mostly.
Andy.
Feline AIDS.
Andy, tell us, what was the last porno movie you saw? And don't make it up.
Hold on. Sneakers and Cocks.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Sneakers and Cocks, Cheryl. Sneakers and Cocks.
What is that about, honey?
It sounds like he's into feet stomping. I'm going to Google sneakers and cocks. Sneakers and cocks. Oh, my God.
Send us a link.
Well, just fucking Google it, you retort.
Google this, okay?
I know.
J-Lift Studio.
It doesn't say. Oh, it's a Falcon movie. That's pretty mainstream as far as gay goes. Sneakers and Cocks. Oh, there's some ass fucking in it. There's like a 500-pound guy getting fucked by this really, really hot, hot Mexican guy.
Is there any footing?
I don't see any footing. But there's a double-headed dildo with these two bottoms backing it up to each other.
I don't see that.
Was that a hot scene, Andy's? Andy's?
No.
And AIDS. Actually, that looks like a good one. I'm going to download it from the gay dash torrents.
Yeah, it was kind of boring.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
With a name like that?
Oh, I farted. Did you hear it? I think you heard some of the Procta. What's that stuff called? I said Proctazone squirting out of my ass.
I don't know because I'm not allowed to ask about your hemorrhoid. So I.
Matt, will you do a plaster cast of your anus with the roid?
No.
Damn it. Does it look like your refill?
It's shrinking now. The medicine's working. It's shrinking
Does
real
it
good.
Does it look like your refill?
Cheryl, I don't know, but I was so embarrassed when I had to bend over and show it to the doctor. I'm like, I don't want...
Serious?
I said, doctor, I have not looked at this thing. I don't know what's there. He said...
Well, bear down and push it out.
No, he told me not to bear down. He said that you shouldn't. He said don't bear down. He said don't do any crunches because it can push it back out.
I did 300 crunches today, and I pushed out further than I've ever pushed out before.
And how did your where's your lapse now? Where's it located?
Your prolapse. The middle of about my knee.
Okay, that's good. That's really good. I'm proud of you. Because 300 crunches is not that easy. Andy, Andy and Matt, maybe you could do what Cheryl does.
What's that?
Crunches.
Crunches?
Yeah.
Or stop eating.
Whatever.
Andy, my point is just this. When you eat more, then you get fat.
What if you're already fat?
Yeah.
Andy, are you going to be on a TLC program?
I told you, half ton teen. No, quarter ton twink. Because he's only a quarter ton. Quarter ton twink.
I can't believe.
But you gained weight, Andy. When was the last time you got weighed?
Last summer.
Can we get you weighed ASAP? Maybe we'll take you to the, it'll be weight
stations. Oh, my God. Okay, Andy.
Where they weigh cans.
Andy, I have a serious question for you that I was meaning to ask all day.
Yes, Gail.
Shut up. This is important. Andy, of all the podcasts, you know how they did that new update to the iPod Touch?
I hadn't downloaded it yet.
Really? Because like it has this thing where you can update your podcasts while you're not plugged in wirelessly. And do you know none of the podcasts I subscribe to work except for yours? Seriously, and I thought, did you program it? Did you put in some new? Did you change something and put it according to the new spec or something? I mean, I can't figure out why only yours works. I mean, even the NPR ones don't do it.
I use Feeder.
You use Feeder?
Uh-huh.
Did Feeder change recently?
Yeah.
God damn Feeder. That, Steve Harris.
Did you say Feeder?
Feeder. Feeder.
I think you see a gainer.
We got a lot of gainers. Gloria Gaynor.
It would be a good Halloween costume.
Well.
Well, it's been about 30 minutes.
Yeah, this is pretty much the end of the world. It's the end of the line.
I really enjoyed this. I enjoyed hearing about the fact that Mr. Blender is now morbidly obese and is joining the ranks of our said Andy Melton, who is half ton teen / 23
quarter ton teen, quarter ton teen.
Ton. No,
I'm glad to hear you're still a bitch.
He hasn't been weighed for
Andy,
a year.
I mean, what's your name, Matt? What is your BMI? That's the last question I want to ask you.
I don't fucking know.
Google it, BMI. Chart.
How tall are you?
6'3".
How much do you weigh?
275.
What?
Matt, yeah. Put it in the computer.
I don't think it goes. You don't really weigh 275, do you?
Yeah.
Seriously? You don't look that fat.
Matt, put it in. 6'3",
275? How old are you?
Matt,
27.
What's the BMI?
It's going quite, oh my God, 34.37. It says you have a BMI of 34.37. This puts you in the body classification of obese, according to the CDC. Your risk for the following health conditions is very high. Hypertension, dyslipidemia, type 2 diabetes, type 2 diabetes feet, coronary heart disease, stroke, gallbladder disease, osteoarthritis, sleep apnea, endometrial breast, and colon cancer.
Whatever, you know.
I'm not done. What can you do? One of the best things you can do to boost your metabolism and ensure that your body is clean and operating properly is to take a dietary supplement. The most highly touted supplement in the world today
is tell you to take a dietary supplement
is Akai, as seen on Oprah, Rachel Ray, MSNBC, and CNN. The Akai berry contains high levels of antioxidants.
Yes.
I'm sure that'll work. Oh, and it says your BMI of 34.37 qualifies you to receive a free sample bottle of it.
Oh. Yeah. I'm trying to push the shit on you. You know, this reminds me of the time a few years ago when you were looking at pictures of a
blog. Obesity help.
And you were all saying really mean things about me.
I can't imagine that.
Honey, yeah, I ain't saying nothing mean about you. It's a fact that your BMI is 34 point something or other. I ain't said nothing mean. I'm just, you know, truthing it out.
It doesn't say you're morbidly obese or super morbidly obese.
Not Andy Melton yet.
Whatever.
You're not.
Now, Andy, I think, what was he? He's 5'2 and I think 500 pounds. Let's see what his BMI is.
Well, what I was saying was that I used
91.4. So you're very thin still compared to Andy. Sorry, Andy.
When do I die?
Well, do you have diabetes? It depends.
Hopefully soon after this shit. God.
Do you have diabetes feet yet? Shh. Do you have diabetes feet?
I have thyroid feet.
What do those look like? Did you take a picture of your rectal bleeding yet?
No, I've been sitting here on the phone with you.
But can't you do it while you're talking?
No.
Do your panties get bloody?
No.
You wear black panty?
Yep.
How do you have bloody hemorrhoids, but it doesn't show up on your panties? We can talk about hemorrhoids. I have them, too.
On
just don't ask
paper?
About them.
Andy, I mean, Matt, you still don't get it. All I'm saying is I don't mind talking about my hemorrhoids. I just didn't want to have to explain them. But now you know that I have them. What I was implying is...
If they're to explain about hemorrhoids, like, please, I don't know what a hemorrhoid is. Please explain to me.
Oh, like all hemorrhoids are the same. You're like, that's racist.
As an obese person, you clearly know what hemorrhoids are.
Thank you.
Whatever. A few years ago, I used to listen to that podcast where you were saying really mean things about me as motivation because it hurt my feelings so much. So now I have a new motivation.
What's the motivation?
Well, to listen to you people saying mean things, I remember it very clearly.
I don't.
It was when I went to that blogger party here in the city, and there was that one guy with the funnest cheeks, and you were doing a group show.
What?
I've ate since then.
I don't know what you're talking about. Seriously.
Daryl knows what I'm talking about.
I think so, with the photos from there.
Yeah.
See, I
don't... Yes, and I said, oh, honey, she looks like a pear.
But that was Cheryl saying that, not me.
You were all saying it.
Oh, no. I would not say anything like that.
Including who else was included?
I remember, like, the gay trucker was on the show, and...
I wasn't on this show with gay
trucker. Gay trucker's never been on this show.
Yes, oh my God. Yes, he has. He's been on the show a few times. In the group shows.
Are you sure?
Yeah, listen, I will look it up right now.
Who cares?
Yeah, I believe you.
After you tell us you run marathons, you gain all this weight, and you're talking about yourself, what am I supposed to say? Oh no, Blanchard, you're skin age. You're so skinny.
I'm not. You always like to point out the obvious and pick on shit.
Andy, why don't... I'll try and be positive. Only because I want you to listen to this program.
Your eyes are so beautiful.
No, not Andy. Matt. Andy's hopeless.
Oh, Matt, your eyes are so beautiful and you smell like flowers mostly.
Matt, at least you're not as fat as Andy.
Thanks.
Does that help? And also, you live right around the corner from the gym where I go. Why don't you go there? It's very nice.
Because I'm fucking poor. I can't even cover my own rent, much less pay to go to that expensive gym that's probably like $80 a month.
A listener would pay for you to go.
I pay $65. Yeah, if you do a show, maybe a listener will pay.
Yeah, right.
I pay $65 a month.
And I'll be famous. You know, we can all be famous with people like sending us stuff and giving us money.
Jesus Christ, you just need to get on the fucking Stairmaster and not eat so fucking much. I mean, your problem isn't exercise. You do exercise. You still do, I imagine, right?
No, I can't. It's too cold to go running, and I can't pay.
Oh, with all that fat? I don't think so. My brother-in-law went running today, and he doesn't have hardly any body fat. He's 45 or something, and he went running.
Oh, Gil?
I don't know who you're talking about. My brother-in-law, Cheryl.
Okay.
He went running in this weather, and he doesn't have any obesity to keep him warm.
Whatever. It's too cold out, and I don't have any...
Do you have a Stairmaster or a workout room in your building?
No.
Okay.
You got stairs in your building.
Why don't you do yoga? Why don't you do yoga?
Down the stairs.
Watch Inhale on Oxygen every morning at 5 a.m.
I don't have cable.
You are so full of shit. See, you're finding excuses for everything. I don't understand that mentality. Yes, I do, because I have the same one towards work, actually. Yeah, maybe he needs positive reinforcement. Cheryl. Okay.
Oh, you're so beautiful. Your eyes are beautiful. Hello?
Hello?
I don't know why it cracks me up telling people they're always a beautiful.
Andy, I mean, Matt, did you stop listening to my show because you thought I said you were pear-shaped?
No.
I think you thought you must have misheard me. I probably said your hair has a nice shape.
Well, it does, but that's not the point. I'm not expecting to have my ass kissed or anything, but I don't know. It's
okay. Everyone hates me. That's why I lose all my listeners. Even Wanda Wisdom hates me this week because she said I said something. I don't even fucking remember what I said.
What did you do? What did she say you did?
She didn't say. She just said I said something really mean, which I did, but I just don't remember which one she's talking about.
God.
Andy, what did she do?
The thing is that people don't understand when you have a stream of consciousness and you're mean, you just keep talking and stuff comes out and I don't remember any of it. So it's kind of like a blackout. So you shouldn't blame me any more than you blame your alcoholic father for raping you at the age of 6. Which I assume he did, which is why you want to keep the weight so you don't attract people to rape you. Right?
Exactly.
See how smart I am, Cheryl? She's jealous because she didn't figure it out. Andy, did you get raped too?
I wish.
By your dad?
You know, it's not that I'm expecting anyone to be real, like, I mean, I don't know. The thing about you, Cheryl, is that even when I wasn't even that fat, when I was on, I was on like the live Ustream thing, and you, I wasn't wearing something very flattering, but you had to point out that the stuff I was wearing made me look fat, and I wasn't even that fat.
Honey, do you know me? Do you know me? Clearly you don't, because otherwise you would stay far away from me.
No, I know, I do know you.
But Matt, that explains why you don't listen to whorehole.org. It doesn't explain why you don't listen to me.
No, I was, you know what? We actually brought up Cheryl tonight. I was like, you know, she's entertaining, but I know too much about her.
What?
Because you're
Skyping out. What did you say?
I said, Cheryl's been really mean to me, saying mean things about
me. You know what? I've said hardly anything about you. Get over it, Mary.
So what you're saying is you're not mad at me, you're mad at Cheryl.
No, I'm mad at both of you.
So why are you mad at me?
Oh, my God. I could give a shit. Get over it, Mary.
Why are you mad at me?
I'm not really mad at you. I just don't.
What?
Well, I need to go to sleep. It's just been wonderful. I'm sorry you're mad at me. I hope you can get over it, honey. Andy, I love you. I appreciate that you can take my truth, reality of your condition. Mm-hmm. Hopefully other people can learn from my love, like the children do.
Good night, Cheryl. Thanks for being on the show. Bye.